Yeah, if you didn't hear about it, by the way, in East Palestine, Ohio, if that was new to you, 50-car train derailment late Friday, early Saturday, and then massive fire, catastrophic tanker failure. And so they evacuated the area because they thought there was going to be an explosion. They were able to vent some of the gas out of one of those cars, but the Norfolk and Southern freight train derailed Friday night, East Palestine, Ohio, and no injuries reported, but my gosh, it was an absolute mess. People forced from their homes and a lot more. So we'll keep an eye. That mess is going to continue. And that's the exact example of why you need the tunnel project in Line 5. It's a lot safer to transport energy through pipelines than it is any other way. By the way, here's headed into the State of the Union tonight. We were hopeful that the season of high inflation was coming to a close, but so far that has not come to pass. And in fact, some are now saying a couple of things could happen. Now, good news is gas prices have moderated down about a nickel overall from last week. Across my home state, 336 in Michigan. California is still high at 461, but it's not $5 a gallon anymore. So I guess that's good news. 491, the highest in the country right now. And so diesel moderating a bit too, down 6 cents from a week ago, about where it was, two or three months ago, because it's down from a month ago by a nickel. Gas is higher than it was a month ago, but down from where it was a week ago. So gas and energy prices moderating some. Now, the new year brought hope that the recession would be avoided, inflation would settle down, but that's just not happening quite yet. There are signs that a second chapter in the pandemic price surge could be coming. Higher than expected inflation readings could be coming, not just here, but worldwide. An unexpected jump in the Spanish inflation rate after a five-month period of slowing prices and an increase in consumer price gauges in Australia, Japan, Italy. So you're seeing these increases globally. All those forces at work. And you'll hear none of that tonight. None of that will be discussed at the State of the Union. Inflation in America peaked at 9.1%. We're at, 6.5% now. 9.1% was in June. But gas prices, like I said, have moderated in the last week, but they're still up 26 cents from a month ago. Core inflation remains stubbornly high, and that doesn't even include food and gas, or food and energy, if you will. And on Friday, the Labor Department reported a stunning jobs number, 517,000. That is not what the Fed wanted. The most aggressive interest rate hikes campaigns since the late 70s, early 80s have not stopped it. They lifted the federal fund rate consecutive times to a range of 4.5% to 4.75% from near zero 1 year ago. Jerome Powell lauded the slow but steady decline in inflation, but told reporters that the labor market remains extremely tight and is out of balance. So here you have a central bank that's going to, you know, play with it. You know, they're going to play with it again. And that's not good for consumers. Variable rate mortgages, car loans, anything you have a mortgage on will be more expensive as prices continue to be impacted by the inflation rate and therefore the interest rate trying to catch up. The good news is you can get in a money market right now in the 4.5% to 5% range. Doesn't offset at all, but if you get locked in and the prices do moderate at some point. And the other thing, by the way, here's this. 15% decrease in home values expected from some. Again, this year, prices taking just a beating now. You wanted that home in Montana? Now's your chance. If you saved enough money to get in, you can get in. Hustle and bustle of New York City, too much for some illegal aliens. By the way, this is another side story, is they're taking advantage. Free tickets to Canada. Free to them. But actually being paid for by Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Hochul. Yeah, they're sending National Guard deployed to the Port Authority to greet migrants upon arrival and answer questions. They also hand out free tickets for shuttles that will take them up to the Canadian border. From there, they can walk across the border to be met by Canadian police. Reticketing them to Canada. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, there's no problem here, but we have to move them all to Canada. And a lot of them saying they're disgusted by the conditions in New York City, where they felt at risk from homeless people and drug users. I wanted to live in New York because I thought it would be better, a better future for my daughter, said 33-year-old Peruvian Susie Sanchez Solzarno. But as the days went by, I saw insecurity, homeless people, people who shout and are disrespectful, people on drugs. Yeah, welcome to New York City. It's a lovely place for all the boys and girls. Yeah. People don't go to jail for crimes they commit. They just get let right back out to do it again and again and again. Hey, it's time to upgrade your vitamins. How about that? Healthy Cell, microgel vitamins formula. No more struggling to swallow those big pills. Now, with Healthy Cell's advanced American-made formula, it absorbs at 165% of the rate of those pills. So they go down easier. They're American-made. A lot of different formulas to choose from. You can have a vegan formula, an immuno-boost, REM sleep. Ivy and I take it to last night. Slept right to like $1 million getting up, all green and wrinkly. You want to find out more? Go to HealthyCell.com. HealthyCell.com. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save 20% on that first purchase. Listen, these are the American-made vitamins you want. HealthyCell.com. I'll be right back with sports from Brock. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.